Just love this time of year. Just love the changes of the seasons and just get up and just each and every day. Been a busy season, a few days for us. I don't know about y'all, but right now, let's just turn all our attention on the Lord. Just let Him guide us. Let Him be with us and just be with His service. We want to turn it all over. You ready for church this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Just want to welcome everyone that's watching online or at a later date to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. This is a time that we love to lift up each and every prayer need and each and every request, because it's not us, it's the Lord. And we just give all the glory to the Lord and just God to thank Him for everything that He does. We're going to go ahead, like I said, and go to the Lord in prayer. If anyone has a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. But you know, I see folks in here that were struggling. I know folks that's gone through surgeries, still in recuperating. We know those that are watching online that are going through procedures, but we just want to thank the Lord for His many blessings. Have you been blessed? Let's just raise that other hand. Let us praise the Lord this morning. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love You and we thank You and we praise Your holy name. The Lord, thank You for giving us this day. The Lord, for this opportunity we have to gather in Your house and in Your name. Lord, we love You and we praise You. Lord, thank You for Your healing. Lord, thank You for Your provisions. Lord, thank You for always providing. But, dear Lord, we just thank You for Your salvation, that precious blood that You shed for us. Now, Lord, as we do stand together, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord. May we lift You up and honor You. Lord, we just want to praise You. But, dear Lord, You know the needs in this house right now, dear Lord. Not only those that are here present, those that are spoken, those that come through the prayer blast, dear Lord, those for those watching online. Dear Lord, we're placing them into Your mighty hands, dear Lord. Lord, we're asking for healing. Lord, we're asking for strength. The Lord, guide us through these days and this time. Lord, we ask You that we'll be stand together and, Lord, be in one mind and one accord. The Lord, with You as the utmost guide and the Lord of our lives, dear Lord, and our families. Lord, strengthen us during these days, dear Lord. Continue to carry us as You always have. But, dear Lord, may we be loyal and may we honor You in everything that we do. And Lord, I thank You. Again, this morning, we ask You to bless our pastor, strengthen him, the ministry that goes forth, each and every ministry that goes forth from this congregation. Lord, may You continue to bless as You always have. But most of all, dear Lord, may it be about You, and it's not about us. And, dear Lord, we love and praise You. And, dear Lord, we give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn your hymnal to page, I think it's 212. Stand on the firing line. 212. I should have had it open, but I was some other notes given to me. Keep on the firing line. Page 212.
Keep on the firing.
Praise God. You may be seated if you can. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful, as I said it coming in. I know getting back, leaving from Sunday school, we had a great class this morning. I hope if you're not involved in Sunday school, we want to invite each and every one of you. Make it something that you do regularly. Just join us. It's a wonderful time to seek the Lord and His guidance and through His Word, which is the most important thing that I think that we can use for life. And also, if you have anything that you're involved in all the ministries, just continue, as I said earlier, to keep them in our prayers. It is a busy time. I have a handful of announcements. I'm going to try to do them quickly. If I say something wrong, the ladies will correct me. I know, so praise the Lord. Don't forget about the Christmas presentations being provided and bringing the Christmas cards. Did you want to take that? Any envelopes is what I'm saying? And
I don't have any yet, but I'm looking for them.
You haven't received any yet?
No.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble, guys. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
ma'am?
Okay.
Great, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're just going to continue to keep that ministry in our prayers. The envelopes they're in, or if she said you could bring cards too, but they're going to be used as one of the props they're going to be using for the play. So mainly if you got the envelopes too, any empty, any size, any color, she said would be perfect. Praise God. Also, Ida Bell, ladies, the Ida Bells having their Christmas party and tea party. It's got them both on here. Saturday, December 10th from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. And ladies, you're all invited to join them, and also they would like you to RSVP if you can. Sister Linda or Sister Denise. And also, and she said, let's praise the Lord together. Powerful. All right. One more. And Brother Jim, I'm going to need your help on this one. I want to make sure I got it right. I couldn't hardly hear when Miss Karen was telling me. The Christmas caroling, can you give us a quick update? It's December 3rd. Is that to meet with you or is that the day it's going to be? Wonderful. It's a great time. If y'all hadn't joined us for Christmas caroling, it's a wonderful time to minister to those that can't get out, those that are shut in and not able to get out, just to bring the cheer of the Lord, to bring the season. It's really exciting, and I love to watch those, even those that are not able to get around, they're in wheelchairs or whatever, or maybe time is passing them by, and they're just having it rough. But when we start singing with them, and Brother Jim and them lead it beautifully, to see them perk up and maybe even start singing the songs with us. You might not be able to hear them, but you see their lips moving, and it's a wonderful, wonderful ministry. And this Wednesday night, the 16th, is the deadline for the shoeboxes, please, and that we do every year, the Samaritan's Purse. So please bring everything. If you hadn't already brought it, bring it by Wednesday night. Miss Elaine has got the final information. If anybody still wants to help, just get with her today. And just Wednesday night, we're going to have to carry everything. We'll pray over them next weekend, but we have to get them finished up and get them. So I feel like I'm missing something. Bam. Oh, that's right. Next Sunday night, that's the 20th. Am I right on that date? Instead of our normal evening service, we will have our Thanksgiving, our annual dinner. We've moved it from middle of the week to next Sunday night, the 20th. You're all invited. It'll be at 6 p.m. And any other information? I see a hand. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got that one. Go ahead. You do better. It's all your show. Go ahead. Alrighty, that's going to be busy, busy season, isn't it? Well, that's just wonderful, wonderful. We got all the announcements. They are going to get everything put on the screen, so as service is fixed to start, they'll be running announcements to help y'all keep up with the stuff, and for me too.
Also, praise God. Play practice tonight, 4:30.
Play practice at 4:30. See, they keep me straight up here, praise God. Busy time. Want to welcome all our visitors. Make yourself at home. We would love to know who you are. We have some cards in the back, or if you'd like to fill one out. Just, we're not going to be giving you a hard time. We're just going to tell you how much we love you, and we're glad to have you with us. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering. Sorry that was lengthy, but we'll get it. I'll get it fine, too. Some of these, first time I've seen them as I stepped up. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering? Yes, Lord. Amen.
what your mercy did for me. That's what your mercy did for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Precious blood that gave me life, but in 3 days he breathed again,
thank you, Lord,
and he rose to stand.
To tell you that he tried.
Precious blood, oh, that gave me life.
Thank you, Jesus.
But in 3 days, he breathed again and rose to stand in my defense. So I
coming back again. Oh, praise the Lord in this house. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Yes, there was a cross. Yes, there was a tomb. But let us not forget, there was a resurrection. He's alive and well today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. My, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place this morning. Glory to God. I'm glad that's the norm instead of the exception.
Amen.
I become addicted to the power of God. Amen. Can't go a day without it. I need Him each and every day in my life. Let all of our visitors know how much we love them. How glad we are that they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. It is Veterans Day weekend, and we have some veterans in the house. You may be seated for just a moment if you wish before we get into this morning's message. We're so thankful for the veterans, the military men and women who've made that great sacrifice for our freedom, for the ability to gather together and worship, man, to go about our everyday business. I think there ought to be more recognition than just one day or one weekend a year. We should always be thankful to them. I would like for the veterans who are here in our congregation this morning to stand and come forward. We'd like to recognize you this morning and thank you for your service. If there's any veterans in the house this morning, we know we have some. Please come forward. And for our nation's brave men and women who laid it all on the line, we are eternally grateful to you. Amen. As we are eternally grateful for our Heavenly Father. Amen. You have your Bibles with you this morning. Please go with me to the book of St. Matthew in the 7th chapter. We want to bring a very familiar story to this morning. You know, I say that, but if you're born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, every scripture in the Bible ought to be a familiar scripture. Amen. We ought to be certainly in tune with the Word of God. We need it each and every day of our lives. This morning, I want to focus on the 7th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, beginning with verse number 24 through verse 27. Thank you for standing. I will not keep you standing long. God's holy word in the 7th chapter, beginning with verse number 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. Everybody say that house. And it fell, and great was the fall. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how we love you, how we thank you, God, and we honor you this morning. We exalt that name that is above all names. Thankful for each and every one, God, that has come into this building this morning, God, and I pray, God, that you would just send down that heavenly manna. God, let it rest upon our heads. God, let it saturate our soul and spirit this morning. Father, I ask you to reach out to those who are sick and afflicted. God, many are sick, but you are able, God. You are the healer. Father, I pray especially for the lost and unsaved today, God, that you would prick their hearts, convict their soul, and bring them to an altar of repentance. I humbly ask, Lord, that you use this vessel this morning for your honor and glory, that you would anoint these lips of clay, God, to speak that you would have us to hear. We'll be thankful and we'll give you praise and honor and glory. We ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. If you love Jesus, let him know it with a hand clap of praise. You may be seated. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, Great Was the Fall. One interpretation says, Complete was the fall. Not only complete, but to the greatest extent or degree, total. We hear the message so many times of Jesus preaching so-called the Sermon on the Mount and his teachings and his direction to the children. Then we find him ending this particular message or this sermon with a warning and an urging for those that hear his words will also do his words. Those that hear his commandments, those that are introduced to his precepts and his statutes, not merely just hear them, but actually apply them and do them according to their life. And he gives an analysis. I thought that Jesus, in all of his background as a carpenter, probably was not a home builder, probably was not a house inspector. But he used this analogy as an example because he knew that there was construction in the land. He knew that people would go about to build their homes. And some people took great lengths to build a strong and sturdy home, while others just erected it on a not-so-solid foundation. So use this analogy to apply it to our spiritual walk with the Lord. This week I have been concerned, more so than normal, with an erosion that is taking place in the world today. I, as you, were able to see the devastation on the banks of East Florida when the hurricanes and the tidal waves or whatever it was came in, and it began to erode the sand or the foundations away with the heaviness of the surf. And we saw that great buildings fell, and we saw that some were gutted and some, the entire foundation was washed out into the ocean. And you know, I thought about that, and I thought about those that desire to live on that particular location must be forewarned that not if storms come, but when storms come. And we are in a battle today, and we need to realize that it's not an if storms come, it is a when storms come. So any foundation is not going to stand the test. I am sure, and I saw the buildings, and they were immaculate, and they were wonderfully and beautifully built. But something underneath was not solid, and it wasn't a sure foundation. Oh, it would stand the time and the test of time when the sun was shining and when the blue skies were out and the breeze was gentle and the waves were docile and it just almost a paradise and everything seemed fine. But storms, in fact, will come and did come. And it beat vehemently against those buildings. And in some cases, it wasn't a total devastation, but it was partially devastated or eroded away or washed away into the sea. And before that even happened, God was dealing with me about, we read this and we think about, and I don't know about you, I was raised in church, thank God, a blessing. My parents, my grandparents were all members of the church, and I thank God for my raising. We were talking about this morning, I was sharing with Brother Chris, as he was getting ready to teach Sunday school, we was
singing Glory Is Coming, and he looked down, and there was the safety pin laying here on the rostrum, and my mind just kind of went back. I said, yep, me and my brother used to go out after church, and we'd pick up safety pins and hairpins. Because some of the Holy Ghost-filled meetings that I was raised in, when the children would sit on the back bench, they would be ducking for these projectiles that was flying across the congregation. Little hairpins about that long, and we'd gather them up and take them up to the rostrum. And I told him, I confessed. I said, even though I was raised in church, that don't mean I was saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. I remember I really liked it when the Holy Ghost fell. Because all the grandparents and the mothers and the daddies, they would get involved in service, and me and my brother could play on the back bench. Sometimes when the Holy Ghost would ease up, my daddy would catch me doing something on the back bench that I wasn't supposed to be doing, and I would have to reap the wrath of the Holy Ghost anointing coming off of him, and the raising of daddy would be upon him. And I was thinking about that, and I thank God for that. And later on, I realized that church was not a place to play. Man, sitting in the church will not save you. Just listening to the preacher will not get you into heaven. We can't just be hearers of the word only. We've got to be doers of the word of God every day of our life, not just when we gather in the congregation, but we must apply to our life each and every day. This is a walk, amen, that requires that we be holy and righteous, and the only way we can be holy and righteous is through the Spirit of God and by the precious blood that He redeemed us with when He spread His hands out on the cross of Calvary. And Jesus saw that. He saw that in this congregation. You got to remember that Jesus not only hears us, He sees our heart. He knows our mind. And He knows our thoughts. If He was aware of us before we was ever formed, fashioned in the womb, then He knows everything about us. And I can almost, in my spiritual imagination, see Jesus teaching with such love and compassion for that congregation, but yet seeing in their hearts that some were, you know, taking it in and some were letting it go in one ear and out the other ear, so to speak. All of His wonderful teaching in that entire chapter hinges on the very fact that if you don't use it and if you don't apply it, then you're subject to a great fall. And the fall will be devastating. And the fall will be complete. The Amplified Bible says not only was the fall great, it was complete. In other words, there were no other signs of a house ever being there, because when the rains came and the floods came and the winds blew, there was nothing sturdy. There was not a strong foundation to stand on. And let me tell you something, folks. If we think we can stand the test of time with what we've got in the bank, or what we park our car under, or where we lay our head at night, all of those things can be gone and snatched away in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. But He followed that up. He said, but there was a man, hallelujah, that built his house on a solid rock, on a solid foundation. I want you to know, it was the same winds, it was the same rain, it was the same floods, but it had no effect. Glory to God. I said it had no effect on the house that was built on a sturdy foundation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That lets me know there is hope. How many knows there's still hope? Though things around us may be eroding, like the foolish man who built on the sand. In my imagination, I thought about the house and probably how there were great pains to make it attractive. to make it beautiful, to make it appealing. But the effort and the labor and doing all of those things failed to notice that if you build on a shifting sand, there's going to come a storm. There's going to come a time in a person's life when we can't live on the beautiful things of this world. We can't live on the things that we have been able to apply to our lives, the things that we have been able to lay aside, the things that we have put our faith and trust in, that the Bible talks about are material things. They are temporal, are temporary. But I thought about hidden underneath the earth, hidden underneath the building and construction of the home was a sure and solid foundation. I once talked and I was teaching and I was telling them about probably house on the sand got built pretty fast. Probably the weather was nice and everything was going good and they were able to get the materials and they built that house up. Maybe they did like the multitude of people that laughed at Noah when he was building a boat. Let me tell you something. The world is laughing at us because we have seen the need to gather together in the house of the Lord this morning and make sure that our foundation is firm. Make sure that we are grounded and rooted in the Word of God and not the things of the world. Maybe as they was constructing that house, they looked over and there was the builder of the house on a rock. Maybe he was having the awfulest time in the world. Have you ever tried to plow up a garden or plow up a lawn and all you seem to get is rock? It'd be very frustrating. It'd be very time consuming. But in this teaching that I was doing, I was saying while the house and the roof was being put up and the windows and all that was done, he was still digging for the foundation. I want to tell somebody, don't lose hope. Don't you get frustrated. Don't you get aggravated if it seems like the world is passing you by because they're building on shifting sand and you're still digging a foundation. I said you're still sweating. You're still making sure that you're going to build on something that won't get blown away. You're going to build on something that won't fall underneath the winds and the storm and the rains that are sure to come. You're building on a solid rock. Hallelujah. A solid rock. I'm not prophesying. I'm not a prophet. But I am an observer. I said, I can see. And what I see is not encouraging. What I see in the world today is a steady decline from godly principles, from things that generations prior to us were raised on. And faithfully abided by. When prayer was the normal thing rather than the exception. I don't know about you, but I had grandparents that prayed when nothing was going wrong. Thank God. Oh, that filters down to this generation. I'm afraid we use God just as a spare tire. I'm afraid that we only come to Him when we need something or when we're in trouble. Let me tell you something. I can't make it through a day without Jesus Christ. I lean on Him. He is my rock. He is my sword. He is my shield. And thank God, He is my foundation. I'm not a prophet. I'm not prophesying. I'm just observing. The great fall is coming. We're seeing the effects of the erosion now We feel it in our schools. We're shocked when we see some of the curricula that they're reading and teaching in our schools. Not all schools. Speaking in generality. But how many knows that God said, I'll have a remnant. Hallelujah. I'll have a people. Glory to God. I just wonder when the people's going to rise up. I just wonder when the church is going to say enough is enough. Glory to God. I'm going to believe the word of God regardless of what man tells me. Regardless of what the styles and the fashions are. I'm not going to base my salvation on shifting sand. I'm going to dig and I'm going to dig. I'm going to make sure that I'm rooted and grounded on a solid rock. The foundation which is Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. Great fall is coming. This week I've been so concerned. I attempted to title this message something very different. Many things would apply. Because the human side of me said, that's pretty strong. Could be offensive to some. I am so glad that God didn't spare my feelings when he convicted me. I am so glad that the Spirit of God didn't rest upon me. He said, brother, you just take it easy. Do what you want to do. My love and grace will just take you right on into heaven. He convicted my soul. Preacher said, he messed up my playhouse. Amen. He got in there. Woo, glory to God. He got in there like my daughter when she cleans out her closet. You don't need this and you don't need that. And I'm getting rid of this. If you don't pick your toys up, they're going into Goodwill. You ought to see them kids picking up them toys. Jesus came into my life. Said, you don't need that. You don't need this. You don't go there. You don't say that. I'm all you need. If you put your faith and trust in me, I will never leave you. I won't ever forsake you. I will be with you always. Glory! Thank God he messed up my playhouse. He didn't condone my lifestyle. But he changed me. He loved me. And I can't honestly tell you that I answered the call in the first time because I didn't. But he kept nudging, kept calling, kept loving me. Don't you give up on that loved one. Don't you give up on that son, that daughter, that husband, that wife. You keep loving them. You keep encouraging them. But let them know that if you build your house on the sand, there's going to be a great fall. A complete fall. Devastating fall. World, wake up! There is a war, and it's against Christianity. It's not against religion. Devil don't care if you got religion. He don't care if you're a member of a church. He won't give you too much problem even if you tie to that church. Don't get salvation. Don't get born again. Just don't become a Jesus freak. Too late. I'm freaked out. Woo, glory. And you know what? I don't care who knows it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He brought me too far. He done too much. He picked me up. He saved me. He dusted me off. He pulled me out of the miry clay. Set my feet on a solid rock and established my goings. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the foundation. I said, I thank God for the foundation. The storms have come. The winds have blown. And the floods have risen. But thank God, the foundation is still sure. We had a chance to talk to our grandson about erosion. And he asked a very profound question. What is erosion? And Sister Penny and myself were explaining to him. And I said, you know, when you go to Florida and you get down to the ocean side and you stand bare with your bare feet into the sand and you make some prints. And then here comes the wave in and the tide gets a little higher and then it washes over you and you step back and those prints are gone. Prints are gone. Why? Because it's just shifting sand. That's all it is. You can build the greatest occupation, greatest career. You can say, so be at ease. Put this aside, I'm in pretty good shape. But if you haven't built on a solid rock, when the tide comes in, your footprints are going to be washed away. You know, you don't necessarily, and I don't want to be morbid, but sometimes morbidity drives a point home. You know, there was the vegetarian who said, I don't eat meat. The only thing I eat is ground beef. And I only eat ground beef because you don't have to go out there and look that cow in the eye and know that you're about to eat one of its steaks. Because I can go to the store and I can put ground beef in my buggy. Not realizing that there is a process. You didn't kill the bull or the cow, but somebody did. And made ground beef so you could put it on your vegan diet. Some folks don't understand the process. I can go to the grocery store, church building. I can listen to the preacher. Hope he don't stay too long. And I certainly hope those two sisters don't come up for prayer again. They take so long when they come up. And somebody tell that choir leader that they only have to sing that verse one time. You see, that's just like going to the grocery store and filling your buggy up with something that you ain't got no idea the process of. But you give me a saint of God that can shout in a slow song as well as a fast one. It says amen when the word of God is read. That prays not only for themselves but every member of the church. Hallelujah. Gets their praise on and their glory and begins to worship the Lord because they realize it's the process that made this possible. No, you know what? I didn't beat his back with stripes. I didn't pierce his side with a spear. I didn't hang him on the cross physically, but spiritually I did. Because it was for me. It's because I was a sinner. It was for you. We need to understand the process of how this salvation was bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. How dare us come in and play church? How dare us come in and say we ain't got time to worship Him? When you understand the process, you'll get victory. When you understand the process, you'll say, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, a sinner. But unfortunately, again, I'm not a prophesying. I'm observing. But unless there is a change, unless there is an overwhelming, repentant spirit in the world today, houses are going to fall. Now, I want you to get with me. I'm not talking about wood or mortar or brick. I'm talking about souls. Some of your best friends have not taken the opportunity to build on a solid foundation. Some of those who worship the Lord maybe twice a year have failed to realize that that's not what the Lord requires. If the fall is complete, then the salvation is complete. Hallelujah. Either you're completely saved or you'll completely fall. Don't know how to make it any plainer. There is a process. There is a process. So as they laughed and mocked and ridiculed, he kept digging. Boy, this rock is hard. But you know what? When I finally get the foundation laid, other houses spring up all around him. But he had to make sure that the foundation was laid. So when the foundation was complete, then and only then, he began to erect his home. Maybe it wasn't as fancy as the others, but it was solidly built on a strong and sure foundation. Things went well for a few years. But the rains came. Horrid rains. Pounding rains. Maybe some of you have experienced those rains. Maybe you've even thought, Lord, I can't even get through this before something else happens. And then the winds begin to blow violently. Your house begin to rock. Begin to shake, creak. Then the waves begin to roll, and you think you're drowning in your sorrow and your grief. Your problems are insurmountable. House begins to tear apart, falling away. You grab your emotions, and you say, God, I can't take anymore. Where are you? He's on the foundation of those who have taken the time and opportunity to understand the process and to build thereupon. You see, the same rains and the same storms, as I said earlier, and the same waves hit the house that was founded upon the rock. But it withstood it. I can't stand behind this pulpit and tell you every day of my life has been rosy. I can't tell you that everything has gone my way. But I can tell you, I am standing on the shore and solid foundation of which Jesus Christ Himself is that cornerstone. A gradual but devastating process of moral and spiritual decline. You can look it up in the dictionary. Spiritual erosion is a real thing. Sounds like some people other than Christians realize that. It again. a gradual, doesn't happen overnight, but devastating process of moral, spiritual decline. Job knew about it in the 14th chapter. 18th verse, 19. And surely the mountains, or the mountain, falling cometh to naught. And the rock is removed out of his place. The waters wear the stones. You ever been to a creek or a rushing river and you see those stones? They wasn't originally round. But a process has taken place to wear them away. The waters wear the stones. Thou washest away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth. And thou destroyest the hope of man. Job was not referring to the one that built his house on the rock. He was referring to the person who has not taken time nor opportunity to build their spiritual house on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not this building, okay? It's not this church membership. It's whether or not you've confessed your sins to Jesus, repented, truly repented, ask him to come in as both Lord and Savior of your life. And then ask him to fill you with the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many knows that we need power? The Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost upon you. Hallelujah. I want to reinforce. I said, I want to reinforce every day of my life. God, make me stronger. God, make me more dependent on you. And let me tell you, when you pray that prayer, look out! I tell you something. It's a task to get stronger and more dedicated and more committed to the Lord. Because much of that comes through trials and tribulation. Not all of it. You know what? It'll make you stronger. It'll refortify your dependency on God. There is one and one only foundation. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 and 11, or through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. For we are laborers together with God. Take hold of your neighbor's hand and said, we're in this together. I'm going to pray for you, and I want you to pray for me. Church, we're in this together. It's not a popularity contest. In fact, it's not a contest at all. We are together, one and the same. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. No other foundation will work. Build on the foundation that has already been laid, which is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Because again, it's not if the storms come, it's when the storms come. Not if trouble comes, trouble will come. Sorrow, grief, and all of that, we're not spared from. But we're spared through it. What he doesn't keep us from, he'll certainly keep us through it. Hallelujah. If in fact, trying to live your life, trying to get by without leaning and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and having him as your Savior, this is as plain as I can get it. There will be a fall. And great and complete will be that fall. Oh, I pray every day for the world to wake up. Man, you know what? We're not each other's enemies. we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And if somebody doesn't agree with us and doesn't agree with that, that don't mean we cast them off. But we reach out to them. Even though Jesus looked and saw that multitude, he knew that some were just there for the food. Some were just there because it was a miracle-performing revival. Thank God for that. But I believe those words fell on some good ground. And I pray that this word today falls on good ground. And we take it to our heart. And we check and take inventory of our spiritual walk with God. And make sure that we are ready today. Should the Lord come or should he call? That we won't have a moment's hesitation. That we'll know where we're going to. Because he is coming again. The same Jesus going away is coming back again in like manner. And he only went away to prepare us a place that where he is, we may be also. Would you stand with me this morning? God bless you, sweet congregation. I love you. I want to see each and every one of you in heaven. It's going to be a glorious time. No more trial, no more sickness, no more pain, no more death. All's going to be glory, glory, glory forever and ever. And I want to be a part, amen, of that heavenly band. Every eye closed, every head bowed, every saint of God praying. Reverence the Spirit of God that's in this place this morning. You know where your foundation is built. You know whether or not it's sturdy enough to withstand the trials and tribulations that inevitably will come. If you're trying to do it in your own strength, your own talent, your own ability, you're in for a great fall. But if you're banking on Jesus Christ, and if your foundation is laid, your house will stand. It may be hard, but it will stand. The winds may be violent, but it will stand. The rains, the floods may be overwhelming, but it will stand. As long as you're standing on Jesus. But if you're not today, this is an invitation for you to come to this altar. And say, Lord, I want to build on that foundation. I want you as my Lord and Savior. I want to repent of my sin. I want to turn from the lifestyle. And you know what? This is where a lot of people have a misconception. You ain't got to be mean and evil to go to hell. Brother Reddy, you shouldn't say that, but it's true. There's a lot of good people, unfortunately, that may spend eternity in hell because they have not given their life to Jesus. That's not my plan. That's what the Bible says. If you're not ready, today could be that day. I give you one final invitation. This altar is open for you. Is there one? I know that there's some who stand in need of prayer this morning who've already asked me for prayer for healing or situations. This altar is open for you. Would you come forward? Some of the elders gather around them and let's pray. Because the God that I serve is not only a God of salvation, he's also a healing God. Hallelujah. One final invitation as these are coming for prayer. If you still are uncertain, please come. Please come.
God, we I pray right now, God, that you would intercede in his life. God, that you would have your hand upon him. God, touch him. God, encourage him. Lord, whatever it takes, draw him to an altar of repentance. Father, we pray right now, God, that your will be done in his life. God, under the faith of your prayer, go through Sister Greta's right now.
Father, come and dwell. This is your house, a holy house of prayer, where the lost and the lonely well. This is your house. Father, come and dwell. This is your house. A holy house of prayer. Burdens and their cares. This is your house. This is your house. Come and dwell. We dedicate this temple to you, Lord. This sanctuary, being thrown on the praises of your people, Lord, we agree in unity. This is your house, Father, come and this is your house. This is your house. Come and dwell. Holy Spirit, overflow this place. Decorate our walls with grace and mercy. Let your healing and redemption find searching souls. Lord, have your way. We humbly pray. This is your house. Father, come and temple to you, Lord. Decorate our walls with grace and mercy. Let healing and redemption find searching souls. Lord, have your
on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus.
Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Well, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. You just call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. If you need salvation, just tell him what you want. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. You just call him up, call him up. What you want, you just call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Well, if you need healing, tell him what you want. If you need healing, tell him what you want. If you need healing, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. You just call him up. Call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Jesus on the main line,
tell him what you want.
Jesus on the main line,
tell him what you want.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. You just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. If you need the Holy Ghost, what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. You just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 Satan is under my feet. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. Oh, just the entire time I'm gonna praise His name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. I went to the enemy camp and I took back what He stole from me. Took back what He stole from me. Took back what He stole from me. I went to the enemy camp and I took back what He stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 Satan is under my feet. I went to the enemy camp.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all his stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way when there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. There ain't no sinner that He can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and His grace is free. And the good news is I know that He can
do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Who can wipe away the tears of broken dreams and wasted years? Tell the past to disappear, oh. Let me tell you about my Jesus and all the wrong turns that you would go and undo if you could. Who can work it out for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way when there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. There ain't no sin that he can say. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. The good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Joy unspeakable.
Full of glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, I see some solid foundations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you put your hands together for Jesus one more time? Well, it's times like these we just have to step back and say, Lord, have your will. We may be on a time schedule, but God's not. God's not. All time belongs to Him. If you simply must have to go, we understand. But if you just want to stand around and engulf the power of God, you're more than welcome. Because I don't know if God's through or not.
Hallelujah.
He said, I don't know if He's finished. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think we can just lift our hands all over this congregation and just love Him and praise Him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory. Praise God. Yes.
I am a child of God.
Are you a child of God?
I'm no longer.
No longer
a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. God.
my. What? Bow of faith. I am a child of God.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's good not to know. Amen. But I do know one thing. God is a miracle performing God.
You
are all more than welcome to be back with us in service tonight at 6 o'clock. I have no idea what God's going to do. But I do want to make one request. And when I make this request, I want you to go ahead and get this out of your system. Say with me, Brother Eddie, you are one weird dude. Amen. Hallelujah. I want, if you can get a hold of a brick. Now, don't take it from your house unless you got some spare bricks. But just as a show of unity and a show, the adversary, that this church is built on a solid rock, I want you to bring that brick. And we're going to bring those bricks and we're going to lay them on the altar. And when you bring that brick, you're showing the adversary, hey, I'm built on the solid rock. It's not that brick. It's Jesus. But if you do something like that to show your faith, I think God will bless it. I'm bringing a brick. How about you?
Hallelujah.
And it's not to throw at each other either. Okay, it's to lay it here. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you being here. Brother Jim, come. Prayer us out of this. Amen.
Let's give the Lord another hand clap. You know, he's so worthy to be praised, so worthy to be lifted up and given all the honor and glory. All hearts and minds clear? Again, y'all just heard the invitation. Be back tonight for service. Let's be in much prayer. And let's all come in one mind and one accord, ready to receive what the Lord has brought for us each and every service. What a powerful message. What a powerful day. Thank y'all for joining us. Those of you online, if you're still there, we love you. If you watch this at a later date, watch it till it's over. Praise God.
If you can't get a hold of a brick, I'm going to try to give some extra bricks for tonight.
All right. Amen. 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 Love each and every one of you. With this prayer, we're going to be dismissed, but make plans. The doors will be open. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord God, we just love you. Lord, we love your word. Lord, we love just your spirit just flowing on each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for answering prayers, dear Lord. We are just expecting great testimonies of praise, dear Lord. We just love and praise you. Lord, as we prepare to depart, we ask you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord. May we just lift you up and honor you in everything that we are. Lord, may we be that vessel that your light could shine through. Lord, not only not for us, but showing your love to this world together. May we be in just a unity, dear Lord, and just praise you. Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory in the most precious name above, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.